Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing on the subject of possessing your inheritance in Jesus Christ. We've talked about factors and qualities that are necessary to possess your inheritance. You have a covenant with God, and because you have a covenant with God, that's the way you know you have this inheritance. And God is wanting you to take authority over the enemy who would hinder you from possessing your inheritance. You must separate yourself to possess the promises of God. We need confidence in God, knowing that we are well able to overcome. As we follow God fully and we begin to speak forth His word and smite the enemies with the armor of God on, and we drive all of our enemies out, knowing that it is a process. As we begin to possess our land, we're going to go in and possess it. We will not be afraid. We will not be discouraged. We won't allow the devil to make us ever think that this situation is too big for us. In Jesus Christ, we have the victory. And as we do the commandments of God, that will cause you to be strong. And if you diligently keep the word and you love God, walk in His ways, cleave to Him, and of course turn away from any other source, destroy all idolatry, God is your total source. Set your heart to do the word of God. Hear the word. Have the fear of the Lord and walk in His ways. Be strong. Be courageous. Know that God is with you, and without fail He will drive out your enemies and you will possess your land. God says we're to have strength to war. No slackness. No laziness. We're going to go in and possess all of the promises of God. We're going to get delivered. It's going to produce holiness, and then we're going to possess the promises of God in our life. Now today we're going to talk about more principles in receiving our inheritance. We need to receive this inheritance. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 says, "In whom we have an inheritance." You already have this inheritance. Romans 8:17, we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Jesus is an heir of all things, and we have a right to all the promises of God. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet," or that means able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You are able to be a partaker of this inheritance. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, talks about receiving the promise of eternal inheritance. This inheritance is an eternal inheritance, and we are to receive the promises of the eternal inheritance. It belongs to us. And then Ephesians chapter 1, Paul prayed a prayer there for the church at Ephesus after he had said in verse 3 the fact that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you must realize that your inheritance is a spiritual inheritance which you're going to take hold of with spiritual means to be manifest in the natural physical realm. And this is why we must know that we've already been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in Christ. Healing is a spiritual blessing. It is a spiritual law. Peace is a spiritual blessing. All of the promises of God in the Word of God are spiritual blessings, spiritual realities. And in Christ, you've already been blessed. That's the legal aspect of our redemption. But we need to receive, in a experiential aspect, with our faith, the promises from the inheritance. Praise God. Then in Ephesians chapter 1, he goes on, and he prayed for them to have a spirit of wisdom in the revelation and knowledge of Him, that the eyes of their understanding would be opened, and that they would know the riches of the glory of the inheritance in Christ. Praise God. We now have an inheritance, and we need revelation knowledge. This is why you got to get in the Word and thank the Holy Spirit for taking that Word and writing it in your heart and in your mind. You know, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We must have the knowledge of God. And it's the Word of God which is going to give you your inheritance. There's a scripture in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And it talks about how I commend unto you the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. It will give us our inheritance among all those that are sanctified. And one of the principles we saw is that we must sanctify ourselves if we're going to possess the promises of the inheritance in Christ. And so it's the Word of God that's going to give you the inheritance. That's why if you're going to be receiving your inheritance in Christ, then you got to get in the Word of God. The Word is going to give it to you. Praise God. That's why the Bible talks about that the new covenant in this day is that God's going to take His Word and He's going to write it and put it in your heart and in your mind. Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16 talk about that, how He takes the Word and He's going to write it and put it in your heart and in your mind. We are the epistle of Christ. We're written as the Word in our heart by the Spirit of the living God. You need the Word in your heart and in your mind. You believe with your heart and you speak forth with your mouth. Also, your mind needs to be steadfast on the Word. That's where hope is produced. The Word in your heart produces faith. The Word in your mind produces hope. And remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You need yourself established in hope because hope is the anchor of your soul. As your mind agrees with the Word of God and you speak forth the Word as you believe in your heart, you will release your faith to bring forth the promises of God in your life. So it's so important that you realize the Word must be in you on these promises. And then you're going to receive this. You're going to speak it forth and release it. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible talks about how we have been begotten again or born again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then it talks about in verse 4, to an inheritance that is undefiled, that is reserved in heaven for you. We have an inheritance, and where is that? That inheritance is in Christ, and He is in heaven. And all these promises belong to us, and they are reserved in heaven for us. Now, how are we going to get the promises of God manifest in our life? We're going to see these promises. We're going to receive this inheritance through doing what the Word says. The Word talks about that we are heirs of salvation. Now, how are we going to receive our salvation? We come and do what the Word says. The Bible says, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. As we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then we would be born again, and we would enter into being in right standing with God. Then the Bible talks about the fact that our first fruit of our inheritance is the Holy Spirit. And we are to receive the Holy Spirit once we are born again. And when we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God will come and dwell in our new spirit, which is in right standing with God. And the Holy Spirit is received through prayer. In fact, the Bible says in Luke 11, verse 13, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? We come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of receiving the Holy Spirit into us. And this is one thing that you must realize. If you're going to receive your inheritance, you've got to learn to pray a prayer of faith. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We come boldly, or that means confidently. You come confidently because you know you have a covenant with God. You know you have an inheritance. You know that you're a joint heir with Christ. You know the promises of God are for you. All the promises of God are yea and in Him, amen. And you come confidently based on who you are in Christ. And we've talked about the high priestly ministry of Jesus. Remember that when you come as priest before God, you are coming to the Father in the name of Jesus, which is bringing into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. And as you pray, your high priest, Jesus, is taking what you pray and confessing it before the Father and before the angels of God to bring it to pass. Praise God. This is why we come boldly. It says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain. The word obtain is the word lambano, meaning to take hold. You take hold of mercy, and mercy is the love of God in action towards you. The mercies of God are new every morning. Praise God. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We take hold of His mercy, and we find His grace. That's His divine favor towards us. We find His grace to help in our time of need. And this is so important that you receive your inheritance. Many Christians are sitting around waiting for their inherited rights to come to them when they are not using their faith to receive it. God wants you to receive this inheritance that belongs to you. The Bible says that He, all things are yours, and He freely gives you all things. But they're going to come to you through the Word. But how do we receive it? We receive it through our faith. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 talks about if we believe, then we're going to speak. Because we believe the promises of God, because we believe we have an inheritance, and we know that all the promises are ours, therefore we're going to speak what the Word of God says. We're going to declare what God's Word says. And we're going to learn to pray a prayer of faith. Mark 11, verse 24 says this, that whatsoever things you desire, and that word means, as you remember from the New Testament prayer, accurate New Testament prayer series, that is the word aiteo, meaning a make a legal demand. Whatsoever things you legally demand when you pray, believe that you receive them, or lambano, take hold of them, and you shall have them. How are you going to possess your inherited rights? You're going to come boldly to the throne of grace. You're going to return the word, and you're going to take hold of the promises of God in your life. You're going to believe that you take hold and receive the promises of God as you speak it forth. How do I take hold of this? I can't take hold of it physically. You're taking hold of it in the spirit, and you do that with your mouth as you believe that you receive the promises of God. See, this works in every area. It's what the way you actually got to receive the Holy Spirit. It's the way you receive the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. It's the way you receive mercy. It's the way you receive any promise of God by coming boldly to the throne of grace and returning the Word. Remember that when you're possessing your inherited rights, you need to return the Word. The Word will not return to you, to God void, and God will watch over His Word to perform it in your life. This is why you've got to learn to speak forth what God's Word says about you. If you're going to possess your inheritance, you're also going to take authority over your enemy. And you're going to drive those enemies out of your land. You're going to take it to the enemy. You're going to smite them and speak forth what God's Word says in the face of enemies that would try to be stealing your inheritance. You command that sickness to be removed from your body, and you come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His healing power. You command that lack of prosperity to leave you in the name of Jesus, and you come boldly and receive the promises of God, the prosperity that He has for you, or the wisdom, or whatever it is that you have need of. This is where you've got to learn to pray a prayer of faith and take authority. Speak to the mountain, command it to be removed, and believe that you receive the promises and God will bring them to pass for you in your life. I want to encourage you, get the Word of God out and start declaring your promises. Start believing you receive. Start acting on the Word and watch God bring forth your inheritance as you receive it through your faith. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close.